22 August 2021. B. All the time we've been writing, or at least since you went to Blackfeather, I didn't realize until now, but I think I had this growing sense of don't push too hard. It was so good to be connecting with you again, to have this one precious thread in the wreck and ruin of the last year, and I wanted to hold on to it, but you got pulled into this other orbit, and I think a part of me was trying harder and harder to not make a wrong move, to not say the wrong thing, or I'd lose you somehow. And now I wonder if I've lost you anyway. Maybe treading carefully, tempering words was pointless. Or maybe there were never any words that could have reached you. Or maybe the words I chose were crap. And now I have this feeling about all the words that have passed between us. Where did they go? What did they do? Did they do anything? Are they living somewhere, affecting something? Did they just fall down a well or dissipate into the ether? Sometimes the whole thing feels like a dream, and I'm still in it, or in and out of it. I've been working in the space, the art space, working on this piece. It feels I've been working on forever now, or inside of this piece, maybe is more accurate. Practically been living here, actually. A few projects that had been scheduled in the venue before me wound up getting canceled because I think of concern over Delta variant. So they offered me the space to use as a studio up until the installation slash opening, which feels almost too generous, like there's something obscene about any one artist benefiting from a fucked situation. Still, I've basically moved in. I have 24/7 access, and I love being here. I think I love it, or it's fully absorbing anyway. I've started coming in and staying all night, feeling the walls breathing around me. I play music. Twig's Magdalene album has been on repeat lately. You know, she had these fucked up fibroids and these fucked up relationships, and there's this exquisite fragility and exquisite power to her. But I keep thinking of the fibroids. This was a few years back, but I remember her describing how she had been ignoring abdominal and other kinds of pain for so long and working hard through the pain until she noticed this massive lump and thought she had stomach cancer. And when she finally went to the doctor, they found 6 fibroids the size of 2 apples, 3 kiwis, a couple strawberries. Now they finally removed them in this laparoscopic surgery, like strings of sausage through her belly button, she said. I just remember that image and imagining these skeins of muscle and tissue being drawn out of your body, parts of you that grew out of control and are removed so your body can be whole, or try and approach wholeness again somehow. So somehow when I'm listening to her music, I'm thinking about her body in pain, and her working and working through it. I'm thinking of this and I'm drawing. I draw mindlessly or without conscious thought. Sometimes I draw a face, eyes, mouth, this expression that's part smiling, part uncertain, something else. And it looks so familiar, and I keep following the contours and grooves of the face and curve of the mouth and eyebrows, the laugh lines, until I realize I'm looking at you, like I could conjure you into that space. I know you're not going to write back to me, and so I'm like, fuck it, why would I hold anything back? But I still do. I still do hold things back, I think. I don't want to, but I do. I've been doing a lot of self-portraits too, drawings of our faces overlaid on one another. I found an old photo of us when I was back in Moody this last time, one of us sitting on the steps outside your house. I was looking at this photo, remembering how we used to drop off rolls of film at developing places, how it would take a few days, how excited we'd be waiting to get them back and see how they came out. And then when we finally got them and pulled them out of the envelope and looked through the stack, usually there'd be a lot of crap, a nondescript hill in the distance, an overexposed quadrant of someone's face, some out-of-focus arm suggesting the motion that couldn't be captured. But then there'd be one good one, like this one of us on the steps. You're holding a cup full of what looks like purple grapes and looking at me with this dazzling smile, the way you were always so dazzling, like the sun was shining out of your face. You're making some kind of joke, you're mid-laughing, and I can't remember what you were laughing about, what we were laughing about. Because I'm laughing too, but my laughter is sort of half, like a light that's only dim, and I'm pulling away a little, like I'm bracing for a grape to be thrown at me. And you're wearing shorts, which I forgot was a thing we ever did. It's not like Moody got hot. Not like now when it's scary hot all the time. But it was a hot day that day, I think. One of those rare hot days, and you had pulled out a pair of shorts. But I was sitting there wearing jeans like usual, oversized hoodie like usual, and never stopped hiding, especially when the sun was out. It looks like I'm trying to soak in your warmth, soak in your light. I'm even sort of in the shadow on the stoop, and looking at the photo as an adult, I see this dazzling girl and this sort of shy girl. But I also remember the feeling of looking at this photo when I got the photos back from the developer, and the blend of pleasure and pain at seeing it. The pleasure of seeing my friend, seeing this person who somehow miraculously let me into her life, and loving her so fiercely, and also the pain of sensing the distance between us. I don't think I was conscious of it in that way, but that was a feeling. And I felt a lot of sorrow somehow now, looking at the photo, feeling for both of us, where both of us are, and us being on the precipice of 40, which doesn't mean anything and also means everything, and wondering when the fuck will we ever feel like we belong anywhere? When do we ever figure this shit out? And my brain goes to everything I've read, everything I've encountered, all the narratives about how we figure shit out, people looking back on the mess they made of their lives from the safety of some pristine Marie Kondo figured it out fantasy of whatever adulthood is supposed to look like. And I have no fucking clue. And I look back even on this last year of us writing each other and how a part of me actually thought deep down, really thought, really believed that coming home to you, to each other, was going to be some kind of key. Like, it wouldn't just bring us together. It would somehow solve whatever broken thing was going on in us, whatever broken thing was going on in the world. And then a part of me knows the way some part of us knows, the wisdom that resides somewhere in us, even if a lot of the time it goes mute or AWOL for long stretches of time. The wisdom part knows and understands that being broken is the state of things. It's not a problem. It's how we're built. We're built to break and shatter and long for a wholeness that is always elusive. And that sort of breakingness and the yearning for our pieces is our wholeness. Which sounds like an elaborate pile of bullshit. And some asshole part of me points out that that argument could be used as justification for not doing anything, for not even trying to take action to address problems, because problems are the nature of things. And anyway, being broken is an illusion. We're all one. We're all whole and connected. Blah, blah, blah. But it is very hard to feel that way, that being broken is an illusion, that we are all one and whole and connected. It is very hard to believe that, things being the way they are. Anyway, so this photo, I drew this over and over and over, these two girls, and wanting to have that moment back somehow, and feeling it so far away. I'm grieving for that moment in the parking lot, that moment on the stoop. I feel like I'm living with ghosts in this space. Judy wasn't just a dog. I felt that needed to be said. And I'm thinking about your second Moderna shot, how you sounded unsure of getting it, like you were leaning away from it, and the danger that puts you in. You say the farm is helping you to heal. What does healing look like? How do you know when you get there? Who determines what it means to be sick and to be healed? I wish to be healed. I wish you to be healed. I wish for us all to be healed. I love that seeing faces fills you with instinctual joy. I love that you see a universe in a face. You're right. We're a lot to take in all at once. Reading your letters, you're this star or comet receding from me. Thought we were coming back together, but you're always on your own path in your own orbit. Or we're all in some greater system, all looping and arcing around the same universe, belonging together, even if. I do remember when you were told your braids were against the high school dress code. I remember when you were sent home. That photo, the one of us on the steps. You in shorts, a button-down flannel. You have braids in your hair. You're home because you were sent home. I'm there because I went home with you, too. I'm remembering. I wrote on the bathroom wall, redress the code, fuckers, and left. You threw grapes at me. You smiled brilliantly. I drew my hoodie up around my face. It hurts to think of you there, believing you're sick in ways I know you're not. But you say you have that cozy feeling of being part of a community. Is it wrong of me to want you to not have that? You're living a big life, right? I want that for you. In my mind, that's what you've always been doing. I want you to live your big life, to push yourself beyond where you think you can go. That sounds beautiful when you say it like that, but you write in your PS, I'll never forget what's happened this year. Probably I will spend the rest of my life trying to repair the damage. I'm wondering about that, sitting with that, and how we could ever go about doing that, repairing the damage. I'm looking at this photo of us. I'm there in that moment. There's no photo of us in the parking lot that night. When I think of us then, feels like we were in possession of some kind of wisdom, some kind of understanding, some kind of code I can't quite crack. I wonder what we're doing, what we're thinking, the questions we're asking, and what we're dreaming about.